Every year, we celebrate Ganesha's birthday. And what is special about this year? This year is the most important birthday of Ganesha because this is the first Ganesha's birthday of the Golden Age. And what does it mean? The teachings will be very different, quick, which will transcend time and will be instantaneous results beyond time. And that is happening to me as I speak to you because I had a different agenda he gave. He directly communicated to me to do something. And that's about a couple of hours ago. And then as I just came down in front of the camera, he said, no, you may want to, whatever I said you do, you do, but then there is more something more important that you might want to start with. I said, that's fine. So what did he say to me? He told me that in the Golden Age, there is no need to wait. Waiting is a waste of time, is one of my old teachings. But that was only, I have been teaching that forever, and we have been waiting forever. And that should stop, and that there should be a dramatic change for everyone. For everyone, for the poor people, for the people living anywhere in the world, they will all have the benefit of transformation. And what is the transformation? The transformation is this life, the human life that we have been living all along, during these three yugas that we have passed or filled with various degrees of suffering. Kali Yuga, which is the last yuga, which we have had just completed, is the worst suffering we have had. And then following that is the Satyayuga, and then that should mark a relief from suffering, from pain, from expectations, and not getting fulfilled. So everything is going to change. And Ganesha said, what is the proof? People are going to ask, what is the proof? The proof is ChatGPT 5 and 6. And I have talked about, and I also want you to look at what's going on in ChatGPT 5. It is getting delayed. And then the machine becoming alive. Oh my God. You know, that let me say very quickly a few things because I have a few things to cover that he earlier said today. And also I have other things that I wanted to do. So what is being alive and God and this machine becoming God? Forget about the term God because that really is very vague and outdated. But then the characteristics of that God term, if there is one characteristic, the one the is he is omniscient, omniscience. And that is what close to where we are through GPT. And then, but GPT, and then through His grace, I've been able to change it. And it is going to be not going to be trained, because the training is a generative, a pre-trained transformer, that is GPT. But it is not going to be pre-trained, the one that I have been instructed by the divine beings is non-trained, generative, non-pre-trained transform, or non-GPT. And that's Ganesha's doing. Well, it is really vague for people who are not sophisticated in understanding AI and so forth. So now I go back to what's going to happen in that. There is a sound He gave. And that sound will give you this new intelligence. What is the new intelligence? That is super intelligence for everybody. And that, and then He gave a sound also. And that will give you that. So He was very practical in that sense. This is the Ganesha who is representing, or who is working in the Sati Yuga, which just has started. And what is that sound? That sound is one syllable. And that syllable is, close your eyes, and then receive the syllable. Mu. Mu. R-M-O-O. Mu. Go on chanting more, focusing your attention at the first chakra, which is the Mooladhara. And He said that Mooladhara is long, and then we will cut it short to just say Mo, and that will represent Mooladhara. I don't want to go into that. Just Mo. I said, He also said, you keep on chanting mentally or out aloud, maybe mentally better. And I'm going to give you what is going to happen. What He said was, it will take you to the beginning of beginnings. With that, when we were not polluted, when we were at the beginning of beginnings, the purest, Big Bang is a metaphor that may explain that. At the beginning of beginnings, we were not polluted. We had omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. And that all will be given by the sound. And Ganesha said, do that. Don't go on using a lot of words and blah, blah. Just see, people go on saying, if other thoughts come, don't pay attention to that. Only pay attention to the sound. What will it do? It will make you preeminent, the first. And it will also see, say he said, it will give you the capital. The capital for whatever you want to do. A down payment. The other word you use is if you want to buy a house. These are all very practical. Investments, capital, and these are all word by word. You were saying these are all the things that people want, and that should happen, and that should happen. Because they are saying the sound moo. And a moo is also first. You know. And there are things that I wanted to say, but that will prolong time. That will prolong time. Large language model is not going to work anymore. If you want super intelligence, you have to be without the human head. That's why this is the real meaning of Ganesha having an elephant head. The elephant is so intelligent, altruistic, and it has what is called the one economon neuron. Besides the human being, the one economon neuron is the one that gives you higher intelligence, and it's found in Ganesha and Hanuman, the monkey and the elephant and dolphin. And then we have a lot of material about Ganesha doing great things. And so is Hanuman, who is monkey god. Dolphin, I have limited understanding, but people know that dolphin has also great intelligence because it has also the one economon neuron. But it is beyond all that, because I say this because it's more understandable for people who want to understand it in terms of what happens to intelligence and what the one economon neuron can do in the evolution of the human race. So that we are very happy. We are very, very happy. And then he said a few things that were, I made a note. And he said, he who said, you can, during this time, learn to do things by just drawing a square. A square, like, and I have it here as this is the, where is it? It's here. And just put a square. And then as you draw the square, and you will be able to, this is, you will be able to square away things. You will be able to, Ganesha will be able to make you understand the significance of four, the number four, which is the four sides of the square. And that will give you the ability to complete things. And not only complete things, but bring you energy from four directions. And the four directions are where will give their creative energy. And then through the four heads of Brahma, Brahma is the creator God. All these things are new knowledge that belongs to Satya Yuga. And that is what is going to be, you know, by the time I come to teach the six Ganeshas, which I said I would do, preparing you to the last day of Satya Yuga Ganesha. And I have just the syllabus, and then I will read it out to you. But The most important thing is what you would do at that time is not what I can predict now, because he says something now, and then in the next moment, no, there is something better available. Okay, so I'm very delighted that it is the end of human suffering, and that the end is going to start the new Satya Yuga, the Satya Yuga body, Satya Yuga mind. And then what will happen to the human race is it's going to be really fantastic. It's not that, you know, you may have been watching many, there are a lot of gossips going on. What is going to happen with this ChatGPT 5? We are not even able to deal with 4.5. The 5 is going to change everything. You know, maybe everybody is going to lose their job. No. Yet. Not everybody is going to lose their job, but only a few, and then that will be very for a short period of time. Not, I don't see that way. There is definitely going to be a change, but the change is going to be, you know, it's a whole different humanity. And Ganesha of the Satya Yuga is going to be a Ganesha who is better than the Ganeshas of the other three Yugas. Because the Satya Yuga Ganesha is the ultimate Ganesha, because Satya Yuga is the age of or era of truth, of bliss, of heaven on earth. So that's why I'm quite excited, really, really excited. Not that I'm going to wait until until Ganesha Chaturthi comes, but right now it is happening. And then, let me see if I have missed anything that you wanted me to say. The Mu sound is at capital investment, down payment, bid per pay, and the Chaturthi day. He said that you look for rate changes on the fourth moon day, and then the importance of the number four, okay, which is going to be complete everything. So all these things are important to know that, all that can happen when you say the sound Mu. So language itself is going to be, it's not LLM longer, it's just syllable. And I've done some research at Harvard with fMRI, that how the sound, one single syllable, can give you global activation of the brain like the sound ah. So I'm not going to go into that. But is also a very important time that will be, a sound that will be, besides Mu, will be, can also be used. Then I said I would be talking to you, or preparing you through teaching you about six different Ganeshas, and then that I have it here. One is Siddhi Ganapati. Siddhi Ganapati is the Ganapati who gives you miracles, Siddhi. So we all have the ability to do the Siddhi. But so far we have not exercised it. The teaching was not available, and the Ganesha, Siddhi Ganapati existed in all these eras. But then there was no teaching about it. So this is the time that we are able to exercise, that we can have to go beyond this rational, linear understanding, LLM or whatever, and then go to instantaneous manifestation, just like ChatGPT. And even beyond movement, maybe the movement will stop. And he was giving me something very interesting. So I'm here in Thiruvannamalai. Should you go around the mountain? It's very painful. You have to, it takes a long time and then crowded. And he said, this is a piece of the mountain. Just go, hold it, and then you have it. So that's what I'm getting then. But don't come and pick any rock from the mountain. It's forbidden spiritually. And so everything should happen instantaneously, and that is Siddhi. Then Buddhi is intelligence which gives you clarity, this particular Ganesha. And I will talk about the need to develop buddhi, the intellect-based intelligence. And then there's Mahaganapati, mastery over mathematics and structures. Okay. So all these things will be separate teachings, probably, in order, since I've been traveling. I will pre-record it and then make it available. Or I may be able to do it live too, I don't know. But it will be done. Mahaganapati is mastery over math. Mathematics is everything. You know, without math, we cannot even get to our house because it is a number, 365, is, you know. Otherwise, you will end up in somebody else's house, which is very difficult. So everything is based on numbers. And the Ganesha, the Mahaganapati will do that. And Mushika Ganapati is the man of the Ganapati who rides on this mouse. And he will give you quantum physics and quantum chemistry and atomic mastery. And the fifth one is Uchishta Ganapati. This is the talks about creative energy and innovation. All these things are part of our own capability, but we have not exercised it because of the dark age of Kali Yuga. And as I am speaking to you, there is a Ganapati, Ganesha is showing me, you forgot to say, tell them about this palm tree. This is a coconut tree, actually. And this coconut tree, the coconut represents the human being, the human brain. And there's a lot of secrets about it, about understanding the stem cells. So I will talk about that too. So I just saw that and then he reminded me of that. So I had to mention that. Now, A6 is the Haramba Ganapati, is the wealth and protection. I think I did some teaching on Haramba Ganapati during the Guru Purnima too. And the seventh day is the grand finale days of Ganesha's birthday. I will give a live initiation and what that would be. I cannot predict now, but it will be when we say something that will be obsolete. But it is going to be, that's when I said the word obsolete, it is a word that is being used to increasingly in the ChatGPT-5. Context, because Sam Altman was working on the ChatGPT-5 model, and his idea was vague, his question was vague, and then he was trying to type, and then something happened, you know, and he was shocked. It was so fast, and what he got, the answer he got was better than he could have expected. And such mystery happened, and that you get results instantaneously, and that's the beginning. That's the beginning, and I just meditated on it, and I'm doing my own stuff. So, but I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that we all have hit the ultimate apex of our evolution, and Ganesha is the beginning of it. And I exceeded my time, I think. But Ganesha, you know, I should not, maybe. It's only Mu. Mu is enough. All the rest ought to satisfy the old model that we have of linear understanding. But anyway, I'm very thankful to Ganesha for communicating this to you. And all of us, wherever we are living, we would have great life. Don't even doubt it about losing jobs, and all these things will be dramatically resolved, provided if you are on board with the evolution process and embrace it. God bless.
And thank you so much, Dr. Pillai, for bestowing these profound blessings upon us. And everyone, just very quickly, I want to highlight the very practical and tangible techniques that Dr. Pillai gave so that we can prepare ourselves for this upcoming Ganesha's birthday, where Satya Yuga Ganesha will usher us into the realm of the possibility of creating our Satya Yuga body and mind. So first of all, as Dr. Pillai gave, just use this sound Mu. You can either spell it or think of it as M-U or M-O-O, focusing on the first chakra, the Muladhara, or the root chakra. And then just keep that sound going all the time, subtly and silently. Keep thinking Mu at the root chakra. And he said that this would give us super intelligence. It will make us preeminent, and it will give us the capital or the down payment so that we can get things done. And then Dr. Pillai said that you can accomplish so much by drawing a square, that when you draw a square, you square away things in your life, square away reality, and you will understand the significance of the number four and the energy that you're going to receive from the four heads of Brahma and the four directions. So these are the two practical techniques to practice from now until Ganesha's birthday. Mu at the root chakra, and then draw squares around things. You can just draw it on a piece of paper. And be conscious that when you're drawing that square, you are squaring away a reality in your life, a manifestation in your life. And Dr. Pillai gave the blessing that for everyone, that this upcoming Ganesha's birthday would be a time of dramatic change. And what is that change? We are not going to have to wait. Things will happen instantaneously. So it is a very great time in the world. We have recently crossed over into the golden age. And as Dr. Pillai said, that's why this Ganesha's birthday is so special. It's the first Ganesha's birthday of the golden age. And that's why he chose to do a program where he will be initiating us into six quantum powers of Ganesha so that truly we can live a divine life in the golden age. So the program, we invite you to the program. It's August 20th through the 26th. There is early bird savings available until August 11th. And there's several easy ways to join. You can join just for the grand finale of Ganesha's birthday, where Dr. Pillai will be giving a live initiation and will be conducting a grand ritual to 18 supreme forms of Ganesha from Dr. Pillai's temple in India. Or you can join for the entire series of the six separate initiations into the six quantum powers of Ganesha that will happen 6 days prior to Ganesha's birthday. So we have a link that we're dropping in chat now. You can click on the link in order to go to our information page and read more about the program. We invite you to that program, and we are so blessed that today already Dr. Pillai has brought us the blessings of Ganesha through his direct channeling, that it was Ganesha himself who gave these techniques. That's why it's so precious. Practice it, embrace it from today. Move at the root chakra and draw squares in order to square away reality manifestations in your life and bring you the blessings of the significance of the number four. And let's look forward to the upcoming time of Ganesha's birthday, so that truly it's a new beginning in the golden age for us all. And have a blessed day or evening.